Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. Over the last few videos, I've brought you some really great information about individuals who have been standing up for their God-given rights to not participate in any forced medical intervention imposed upon them by their employer or their children's college administrator or a health practitioner or the government. And so these definitely are things to be celebrated. And the question comes up, people are asking me, Peggy, that's all well and good for the cooties requirements and the cooties cocktails, but what about just like the good old fashioned flu shot? Is that something that I can be exempt from as well? I'm going to share with you a document that has come with the blessing, I could say, of the CDC. And this is what employers and nursing schools and colleges are asking individuals to sign in order to get their waiver from that shot. Wait until I share with you these statements. And then I want you to tell me in a comment whether you would sign this document. And then stick with me because I'm going to give you my remedy as to what I would do if I was ever faced with something like that. And it's a lot easier than you might think. Before we do that, let me thank the sponsor of today's show. And we are hopping over to noblegoldinvestments.com. And first, I want to show you this incredible 10-ounce American dollar silver bar that you can get your hands on. And that is when you go over to noblegoldinvestments.com. And this is where you can find out how you can power up your retirement in 2024. Now, I had a friend ask me recently all about this, and I reminded her that I am not an investor, I am not an investment specialist, but the specialists are over at Noble Gold Investments. You can give them a call at 877-646-5347. You get all of your questions answered in person, basically, by the same dedicated individual in the United States that will take you through all of your options. And the message I have for you is that silver is about to shine brighter than ever. And did you know, for those of you that do the solar panels, every solar panel needs silver paste, apparently, to work its so-called magic. And guess what? Solar power is exploding. It's doubling every 3 years, and it is set to really go strong by 2035, especially in California. So what that means for you is that silver demand is through the roof. So a silver IRA with Noble Gold could make perfect sense for you. No matter who wins the election or what the country does, silver's future looks dazzling. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com and you can get that silver bar, or if you prefer, you can check this out. You can get 10 1 ounce silver Trump coins. So Noble Gold Investment says, let's catch this silver tsunami together. I will have a link for you in the description box below, noblegoldinvestments.com. Friends, let's talk about just saying no to drugs. Remember that? Just say no to drugs. Well, this is how you say no to those who are trying to coerce, intimidate, pressure, and force you into becoming a human pincushion, because don't you know it's summer? And of course, there's the summer flu, and they, meaning everyone, including the CVS pharmacist, wants you to become a human pincushion. So what we're going to do is take a look at this form, which is called a declination of influenza vaccination. So hop on over with me, and we're going to read through these. And yeah, I'm not sure if you need the vomit bucket or not, but hold on to your hat because these are some pretty rotten apples. Take a look at this. This is the statement. These are the statements that your employer or nursing school or maybe even your doctor want you to abide by and agree to. So here it is, the declination of influenza vaccination. And I'll share with you where I got this document, and you'll see that they have a new campaign where they want you to become a trusted messenger to try to, how do I put it, talk people into becoming a human pincushion. But let me not get ahead of myself. So here we go. I'm going to increase the size here and I'll read this for you. It says, my employer or affiliated health facility recommends that I receive this cocktail to protect myself, patients, staff, and others in the healthcare facility. So you can see this one in particular would be for nursing students or nurses or doctors or anyone that is going to be in a healthcare setting. But the content is very similar to what I've seen with employers as well. So here it goes, meaning mainstream employers, not necessarily in a healthcare setting. I acknowledge that I am aware of the following facts. All right, let's just stop there for a moment. Okay, a fact has to be proven with evidence that is indisputable, that comports with reality. So they want you to read and check their facts. Here we go. Influenza is a serious respiratory disease. Each year in the United States, influenza kills thousands of people and causes hundreds of thousands of hospitalizations. So they want you to check this box saying that you acknowledge this fact. The next one, influenza vaccination is recommended for me and all other healthcare personnel to protect our staff and our facilities patients from influenza, its complications, and death. If I contract influenza, I can shed the virus for 24 hours before any influenza symptoms appear. Did you catch that? During the time I shed the virus, I can transmit influenza to patients and staff in this facility. Okay. Time out just for a moment. All right. Hang on. So we're assuming that everyone else has gotten the cocktail against influenza. So my question is, why are they worried? I guess I have to wait a long time for the answer to that question. So let's continue here, shall we? As you can see, this is particular for the healthcare setting. The next one, if I become infected with influenza, even if my symptoms are mild or non-existent, then my question is, how do you know you are infected with it? I can spread influenza to others. Symptoms that are mild or non-existent in me can cause serious illness and death in others. So I would put a little addendum there and say, two words, I would say, prove it. I would like to know how someone that has no symptoms or even has symptoms can cause serious illness and death in others. I'd like to have proof, please. Yes, I'm still waiting. Here we go. I understand that the strains of virus that cause influenza infection change almost every year. And even if they don't change, my immunity declines over time because you know, they know all about your personal immunity. This is why vaccination against influenza is recommended every year to line the pockets of Big Pharma. Oh, I guess they forgot to put that. They left that part out. I understand that it is impossible to get influenza from influenza vaccine. Oh, put in those two little words again. Prove it. And then finally, the consequences of my refusal, because I am refusing to be vaccinated, could have life-threatening consequences for my health and the health of everyone with whom I have contact, including my coworkers and all patients, every single patient in this healthcare facility. Despite these facts, I am choosing to decline influenza vaccination for the following reasons. And then, I understand I can change my mind at any time since I just underwent your re-education program with all of these indisputable facts, which now are designed to put me through a humiliation ritual and make me doubt my own God-given conscience. So then I can accept the influenza cocktail. I have read and fully understand the inflammation. How do you like them apples? Information on this declination form. All right. And this comes from the CDC Prevention and Control of Seasonal Influenza. And there's also another website called immunize.org. And I'm going to share that with you in just a moment. All right. Related to this document, here is what I recommend if you are required to do this. This is what I would do. Here's what I would do. I acknowledge and I am aware of the following. I would cross out facts and I would say the following statements according to the CDC. Or I acknowledge that I am aware, yes, of the following statements made by the CDC. And that way, when you check all of the boxes, you are not saying that you agree with this or that you acknowledge this. You are acknowledging that the CDC says that it's impossible to get the flu from a flu cocktail, and that Your refusal could have life-threatening consequences for every single person in that healthcare facility. So that, in my perspective, would be honest to say that I understand that the CDC believes this, that the CDC states this, but I would cross out the word facts, or I would ask for irrefutable proof. Now, that's kind of playing hardball. And for some of you that just want to get the boxes checked and have that document in your file and continue along, I think that's up to you if you want to do that as well. But if you would like to scratch it out and put statements that you can sign, or, you know, accurately, then that's one way of doing it. Let's take a look over here, because this is where this information comes from. This document comes from immunize.org. And it here, this is, let's see if we have anything more updated. All right. Well, that was July 10th, 2024. The CDC posts updated standing orders for adult Mpox cocktails. It goes on and on. And here also is what I clicked through, how to become a trusted messenger. So you can learn how to build confidence for vaccines. Gosh, it reminds me, I'm not even sharing my screen. Let me share my screen. This reminds me of Dell Bigtree's vaccine confidence bill. So here we go. At voicesforvaccines.org, you can become a trusted messenger so that you can help people build confidence in vaccines. I wonder if Dell Bigtree went through this course. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you can look at my playlist and I have information about his vaccine confidence bill that he is getting introduced into different states so that people can have more confidence in, how do I put it? Poison. Yeah. This was the other website I was talking about, immunize.org. If you go to my Substack, which is peggyhall.substack.com, I will have links for you where you can dig a little deeper into this. Let me know, have you ever had to sign a waiver for your flu shot? Do you think you'll need to coming up? Do you think this would be of value to you? Would you sign that? Or let me know what you would do instead. Thanks for being on board, everybody. I appreciate having you in my Healthy American audience. Remember, I am here at 4 p.m. Pacific, Monday through Friday, and I look forward to seeing you in an upcoming broadcast.